Women of Influence, a MyFM News exclusive.
Cheryl Miller is the founder of one of Milton's most unique restaurants, the Lunchbox Cafe. The cafe is run by people who have developmental disabilities and work and volunteer at the eatery. Miller's idea came after she moved out west in Milton, and she has a son with special needs and got connected with Community Living North Halton. Now, Cheryl, what is one of the biggest challenges you face, you know, when starting up this kind of a unique program?
Well, I think the biggest challenge running Lunchbox Cafe is to educate and inform the community on the unique cafe component and structure that we do. There's nothing like it in the community, and we are grateful for the support of the community and also finding adults with intellectual disabilities that are qualified to train and learn skills in the cafe.
How'd you get involved in the Lunchbox Cafe?
I have a son with special needs who's supported by Community Living, and when I moved to Milton 17 years ago, I got connected with the organization to support my son, and then I became a volunteer member on the board of directors for Community Living North Halton. At one point, we were looking for a building of our own for the organization, because we were renting, and we found the spot that we're at right now at 917 Nipissing. And our goal and our dream was to have a cafe program for adults that are supported through the organization. So I decided to put my name in the hat to create it and run it, and I'm still there.
What's some advice that you can give, you know, women just starting out in your industry?
First of all, the first thing I would say to anybody, whatever your gender is, love what you're doing. I think the greatest success is when you really, truly, truly love whatever it is you're doing on a daily basis.
And then, so what's your biggest accomplishment, the one that you're most proud of?
I think, it still stands today, is the fact that the Lunchbox Cafe is still running and it's still in the community. We still have adults coming in wanting to learn skills in our cafe program, and they're successful, and I'm still having fun.
Is there a success story that, you know, really stands out over the years?
We've had a few very interesting success stories of some of the people that come in and volunteer. A few of them, you know, we've had one that couldn't make eye contact with customers, very shy, wasn't comfortable interacting with people. And of course, our cafe is an open concept, and there's many skills that they do in there. And at the time the person was leaving the cafe, they were able to acquire skills where they were able to make eye contact with people, interact with them, and they felt very comfortable dealing with public.
How does it feel to, you know, make that impact in the community?
It's very gratifying. I live in the community. I'm a huge supporter and a strong believer that you give where you live, support where you live, in whatever capacity that is. And having a business in the community, I think that you even feel like you have more sense of responsibility to provide something of value to the people that live in the community.
And finally, was there a moment where, you know, you really understood the impact you were making?
Well, I understand the impact on a daily basis, just, you know, getting feedback from customers coming in and looking at social media feeds, customers' responses and giving feedback on their experience in the cafe, because it isn't a different experience than going to any other restaurant in the community.
Awesome, Cheryl. Thank you so much for coming in, and congratulations on being one of the 9 women chosen for MyFM's Women of Influence Day.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it, and I'm very honored.